I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome into the Morning Bullpen Show. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
Good morning.
Eric with a K also here. Good morning, Eric.
Hello.
Cold enough for you this morning?
Yeah.
You were complaining yesterday at this time that it wasn't chilly enough.
Yeah, we thought it was going to be chillier yesterday.
But today it came.
It's pretty good.
I got hot coffee for the first time.
Oh, did you? Instead of iced coffee?
I always get iced coffee. Ooh, and then today I go, you know what? I get to have today.
Oh, you have your Ugg boots on too?
Always.
No, I'm talking to Aaron.
Oh. Usually.
Yeah, exactly. Welcome to the show. It is going to be yesterday, by the way, was a gorgeous day.
Yeah, it was awesome. Mm-hmm.
I got out for a run yesterday afternoon and it was just like, what is this weather? In, you know, in Houston, Texas, that you could go out for a run at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon and not die. So it's going to be nice again today. We'll get to the weather and all the top trending things coming up in just a second. First, though, let me remind you, we got jury duty coming up in just about 10 minutes, something like that. I'm going to make enemies of brothers, possibly. Plus, oh, yeah. Mono's Country happening at 5:52 this morning. And the 6:10 Amen is coming up this morning. A little good news to start your morning. But right now, let's get started with what's happening here in Houston. The top things trending in Texas.
Number three.
Texans Pro Bowl defensive end Will Anderson Jr. had a big celebration yesterday because he was named the AFC Defensive Player of the Week.
Nice.
Quite the game against the Patriots. He was called a menace in the game. His coach, Ryan, said, I felt his mindset in the pregame warmups. I knew it was going to be a good day for him, and he's getting better every week. But yes, his best game so far. So congratulations to Will Anderson Jr.
I get called a menace around work here
awesome?
A lot. But it's not the same kind of positive thing. Yeah.
Number two.
Have y'all been following the Robert Robertson case?
No, who's
I
that?
Don't think so. No.
He's the guy that's set to be the first execution in the U.S.
Oh, that guy.
In the case tied to shaken baby syndrome.
Yes.
It's here in Texas. Lots of new evidence came out, and seemingly it was all in this man's favor. But yesterday, a Texas state board voted unanimously, 6-0, not to change his sentence.
Really?
Ooh.
Wow. No, I haven't.
It's wow. It's like Oliver, I don't know. There's a whole bunch of different people that are like high profile people that are backing this guy
They're
now. And so it's very, very interesting.
Wow. Interesting.
And the top story trending in Texas.
That fall feel is in the air. Clear skies, drier air, which we love. Temperatures this morning in most of the Houston area saw the upper 40s.
Yeah.
Our first dip in the 40s since April 4th, which is hilarious. Should be perfectly clear all day today, but reality check tomorrow. The Gulf breeze returns.
Uh-oh.
Temperatures are not going to go back to the 90s for the rest of like the 10-day forecast, but it will get close late next week. This is not sticking around. Reality.
Your one day of fall. Enjoy
get
it today.
Get out there. Yeah. Go.
That's what's trending in Texas. The top things you're going to be hearing about all day today, and they're powered by our good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Time to say no to the negativity. This is the time of the morning that we get Bull Nation together and talk about a little good news. Can we talk about pole dancers?
Let's do it, George.
Yes, on our
please.
Amen story, is this allowed that we can talk about pole dancers? Because I have a story about a pole dancer that is, I think, going to be good news for you this morning. All right. Encouraging news. How about that? Lady said that a friend of hers encouraged her to take a class in pole dancing. She said it was one of those things she'd never thought about, but now she is a professional pole dancer, and she performs under the name of Mary Carroll. Okay. And she said that she is booked and it has been a source of income. You know, you hear that all the time. Oh, I'm only doing it to pay for nursing school, right? So she said that she is doing it now as part of her retirement plan. Oh, did I mention that she's 71 years old?
Okay. A friend of mine said, well, I'm taking pole dancing. I thought, well, that sounds fun. The bug had bit me and I had to do this. I just had to do it. And I always say, if you're going to try it, don't just do one time, because you'll come away the first time and say, oh, I'm sore. I didn't know I had muscles there. You can't be a wet noodle and be on the pole. I think you have to have a really positive attitude, a can-do attitude, and then you can really go far. You'd be amazed at what you can do if you don't give up.
That's right. Never give up on your dreams. So, for Mo, your face this morning.
That lady eats glue.
Hey, don't be a wet noodle.
Not the story you were expecting, but it's the story you needed this morning to encourage you to chase your dreams, whatever they are. So wherever you are this morning, on the pole or in the car, yes, or listening in the kitchen, whatever, yes, can I get an amen for this story this morning?
Amen.
By the way, if you want to see the video,
nope,
I can send you the
Thank
link.
Thank you, though.
That's our good news story of the day. If you have some good news you want to share, 713-881-5500, and you could be our next Amen here on The Bull. In less than 10 minutes, everybody knows about Bailey Zimmerman coming for 10-Man Jam, Houston's largest one-day country concert event of the year, but also one of Eric's favorite new artists. Going to be featured at this year's 10 Man Jam. Your chance to win your tickets, ticket tag, is less than 10 minutes away here on 100.3 The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we just found out that Eric may need a cuddle buddy for tomorrow night, but it's got nothing to do with romance. Welcome into the Morning Bullpen Show. Eric needs a cuddle buddy. Why?
Because he's going to a haunted house.
She won't let up, George.
I can't. I just don't understand. Like, you're a grown man.
Yes, I'm a grown man going with other grown men. What is that? What?
Can't you just go, I don't know, watch a football game and drink some beer?
We've done that. We're friends.
Oh, that's
we've
right. Got, you, like, went to, oh, you went to the OU game.
Yeah.
The road trip
we
with the guys.
We do lots of super manly stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, we grill up red meat and we spit on stuff and pee in the bushes and whatever else men do.
Whose idea was it to go through a haunted house?
Okay. It's Wayne's idea.
Wayne
is like my...
You know the problem with Wayne.
He's my athlete friend and he can move an entire flower bed all by himself. He doesn't need our help at all. And he's the most masculine among us. We would all agree on that.
Okay.
And so he's like, let's go. We're going to go do Scary Boys Night. And we're going to see a scary movie. And then we're going to go to a haunted house.
Okay. I like to think if an adult, George, was going to a haunted house, you would go to like some old psych ward or something sit with like real ghost like enthusiasts.
Exactly.
No, he's going to like one of the places where high school kids hang out and like have to cuddle each other.
Yeah. There's so many cool haunted houses. haunted houses in Houston. I've never experienced
one. There's thousands of them in Houston.
But, why didn't you go on, a Galveston real ghost tour? Why are you going to see other grown adults in costumes trying to scare children?
Wait a second. You don't do haunted houses, Mo?
No, but that's not because I'm an adult. That's just because I don't want to do it in general.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's weird that a group of grown men are going to a children's haunted house.
It's not a child. If you've seen this place, you know it is not a children's haunted house.
So some of the places that you can go, some of the haunted houses you can go to, Eric, they have a don't touch me ticket.
Oh, yeah. We didn't pay for that one.
Oh, what? You didn't?
No, nope,
you pay extra and they promise they won't touch you when you go through the haunted house.
No.
I didn't
we're
know
gonna
if
be
that
all,
was you or not.
They're going to have their hands all over Boys Town.
This is why you're going. You want someone in a costume to touch you. That's a different thing.
That's a whole different situation.
I am so excited. It's tomorrow night, and we're going to one of the later, ticket admission times, and it's going to be scary. It's going to be fun. I haven't done something like this in a while.
Okay.
Since high school.
No, not that long. But I think it would be fun to talk to people about these haunted houses gone wrong. Because they can touch you and things have happened. I know that when I went to a haunted house with my wife years ago, the guy with the chainsaw came after me.
Yeah.
And I instinctually, please don't judge me, pushed my wife toward the man. She will tell you this story to this day.
And I ran the other way.
And said, take her. The other direction.
Call us. We're here for you, sister.
She will tell you that it happened exactly that way.
Okay.
Take her. Okay. And I ran.
Okay. All right. We want to know your stories then. It happened in a haunted house. 713-881-5500. You got a story you can share, or you just want to be Eric's cuddle buddy. Now on the Bull. Eric is about to test his courage this weekend with a haunted house. What happened the last time you were in a haunted house?
Okay, my wife was my girlfriend at the time. I pushed her toward the guy with the chainsaw and said, take her, and I ran the other way.
So, I think it's a good test this weekend. Your guys' group, Boys Town, going for a haunted house night with
haunted
the guys.
Boys night.
Haunted boys night.
Krista's on the phone in Tomball. Krista, what happened when you were at a haunted house?
So I was working the haunted house, dressed up as one of the scare actors.
Ooh.
And I had just graduated high school and jumped out and scared a grown man so bad that he physically hit me.
He punched you?
He punched me in the ribs and he felt so bad. But honestly, it made me feel like I did my job right.
Yes. Props to you. It's a hard lesson to learn. That's hysterical. Krista, since you are a haunted professional, did you feel like there were a lot of grown men, groups of grown men going through haunted houses? Is that normal?
Yeah, I didn't think twice about this, Krista, until Mo said something. But is it weird for me to go with my grown man group of friends?
There were a couple. Most of them had their wives or girlfriends.
Yeah? Okay.
Activity?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, but the really cool swaggy ones, were by themselves.
Krista, you're so sweet. Happy Halloween.
I was going to say.
Happy Halloween, you guys. I'm Eric.
Yeah. Let us know, Eric, if you punch anybody.
Please don't.
This weekend. It happened in a haunted house. You let us know right now. 713-881-5500. You can tell us your story. And coming up in 10 minutes.
Ain't no crime.
Nope. Hang on. Joe, you started too early. Coming up in 10 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen Show, Shannon's neighbor is ticking her off, and it's causing a huge fight here in the studio this morning for jury duty. We have it for you coming up in 10 minutes. You can be part of the jury here on the Morning Bullpen. Most requested Morgan Wallen songs ever. That is Lies, Lies, Lies. Here on the Morning Bullpen, where it's time for our Morning Bullpen jury duty. This is where we just solve the world's problems out there. And actually, this started with a phone call from Shannon in Sugar Land, who was very upset And it got us sparked into a debate here in the studio.
Yes, I think that it should be an official rule that people are not allowed to show up to your house unannounced.
Oh. Hear ye, let the jury decide.
Well, wait a minute, where's the spontaneity?
No, like one of my neighbors stopped by randomly with a bottle of wine, and I'm like half naked in a robe, like wearing my weird underwear. You know, I just can't have that.
George, I predict you're the type of person who just drops by sometimes.
I have been known to just stop by. Yes.
I think George thinks it's still like the Andy Griffith times. But if Andy Griffith knocked on our door now, we'd pull a gun on him. Right. And be like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
And Andy didn't have toddlers.
Send a package, you know? Yes. Like, send a package.
No, or a text.
Don't show up.
See, this is the loss of spontaneity in our world.
Oh, is that what it is?
I mean, honestly, why can't you just stop by and see a neighbor or see a friend without having to say, hey, I'm coming over. Do you have 20 minutes? It's like you're asking 1,000 questions before you ever get to their door.
Exactly, because it's rude to show up unannounced.
My house isn't clean. My kids don't have clothes on, and I don't have food for you.
I'm your friend. I don't care. I just want to come and see you. If I'm in Katy and close to, like, my friend Raul lives out there, I'll just drop by.
But see, that's rude, George, because
that's not rude.
You just said it. I don't care. But you didn't even think about whether or not the person whose house you're dropping by cares.
Raul would say that. He would say, hey, dude, don't come by.
Come by anytime. And I do mean anytime, but you still should text first.
But yes. People say that most. You can stop by anytime.
Just text or call. You can come by. I love to see you when you give me a heads up.
Fine. So that's the question this morning is...
Is it rude to drop by unannounced?
713-881-5500. Five calls, say it all. Your opinion, no right or wrong answer. Just your opinion gives us our verdict this morning. Let's go to juror number one. It's Christine in Cypress. Christine.
Hello.
Hey,
is it rude to stop by unannounced?
I think so, yes.
Oh, you're friends with your neighbors, too.
Yeah, same. Okay. I usually like to, you know, just let them know before I come.
Yeah. So the neighbors that you know and love, you won't just walk across the yard and go, hey, neighbor, how you doing? And drop by.
If they're out. Outside,
that's different.
Yes, totally different.
Yeah. We're with you on that one. Mm-hmm. But even like family, like my parents don't live in the city of Houston, but if they did, I'd still be like, hey, mom, you can't just stop by. Shoot me a text if you want to see your grandkids.
I don't understand the big problem here. I don't.
Josh is on the phone in Splendora. This is his first time being a part of jury duty. Josh, we need you. Is it rude to drop by unannounced? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, it's rude. Yep.
Gosh.
And you're friends with your neighbors, it says.
Yep. I've known him for a long time, too.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. All right. So friends. He says yes. Right. Okay. All right. Jennifer is our next juror this morning. Jennifer is, I'm sorry. I think I hit the wrong line. Pam is our next juror this morning.
There she is. Pam, shout out to your neighbor who you love, Mrs. Gonzalez.
Aww.
Is it rude to drop by unannounced?
It is, but we do because we check on her because she's an elderly lady. So we do drop by unannounced just to check on her.
Thanks, Pam. You're not making this any better for me.
Take her food.
No, you're making it so much better.
Welfare check. That is very sweet.
I just have to do a welfare check on George. So I'll just drop by anytime unannounced.
Her house is always clean. I bet she loves the company.
She does, and she is Peruvian and makes the most wonderful food.
Oh, I'm going to Miss Gonzalez's house.
Did you just
house.
Say she's groovy?
Peruvian.
Peruvian. I thought you said she's groovy.
Heck yeah. She's probably that, too.
All right, Danny in Houston, help us out here this morning. Is it rude to stop by unannounced?
I don't think so. If you know the person, you can stop by whenever you want.
Exactly.
Wow.
They're your friends. I mean, how hard can it be?
Sorry,
right?
Just move this laundry off the couch and you can make yourself at home.
Right? Or help with the laundry.
Your help with the laundry.
You should come by if you want to help with the laundry, Danny.
I like the way you think. All right, Mo. So final verdict this morning on jury duty is...
Is it rude to drop by unannounced? And the answer is... Yes.
Oh.
It is. Sorry, George.
Okay.
Just shoot me a text.
That's what's wrong with this world.
Come by anytime.
There's no
friendliness. We can hang out in the driveway.
There's no friendly. There's no spontaneity anymore. There's none of that out there. We do jury duty every morning. Your calls help us get our verdict. You can always be part of it here. 7:10 every morning here on 100.3 The Booth. All right. Now, coming up, Eric has to make a song in 10 minutes about anything. Seriously, any topic you can think of. If you don't believe it, just stay tuned. 10-minute tune is coming up 7:30 here on the Morning Bullpen. It's the Morning Bullpen and time for our 10-minute tune. Eric can create a song off of anything, and we prove it every day on the show with your phone calls about what he should sing about.
Chris is on the phone in Beaumont, line 3, I believe. Hey, Chris, what do you think Eric should sing about?
Well, first of all, I want to apologize to Eric for saying mean things to him. I mean, he seems like a nice guy, minus the whole taking bath things. However, I'm not the only one who feels this way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I needed to get that in.
Go ahead.
I'm not the only one that feels this way. We say mean things to Eric when he tells us we're caller number 9, mm-hmm. when we're trying to win things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, because I'm usually the one who's saying, you're caller 1, you're caller 2, mm-hmm. and caller number 9 is never happy with me. You're right.
Hey, you want to stay on hold and tell me those things you say to him? Because I think they'd be funny.
Hey, Chris, I would love to do this song topic, but you're actually caller 9.
Oh my gosh! Call back anytime, Chris. We love you.
713-881.
But it takes baths.
Yeah, exactly. Take that one. We want to know what you think Eric should sing about. Abby is in Brenham. Abby, thanks for listening in Brenham this morning. What do you want Eric to sing about?
I wanted him to sing about my birthday because today's my birthday and I'm turning up 18 this day.
Okay. How old are you today?
12.
12. Whoa. Happy birthday, Abby.
Eric, you usually do a birthday song. We haven't done October. No, what happened?
That's what we want to know.
You're a slacker, Eric.
Yeah. Sherry is here in Houston. Sherry, what do you want Eric to sing about today?
October birthdays.
Oh.
Okay, all right.
What's your birthday?
This is a couple of suggestions we've had about October birthdays.
Your birthday's today?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
What's the astrological sign?
It's Libra.
Libra.
What's that mean? What did the stars determine you were like?
We like balance.
Balance. Yeah. You do sound very balanced. I could use some of that in my life.
I do this morning.
Unlike us, that we're unbalanced most mornings, let me tell you. So.
My daughter turned 14 on Tuesday.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Cute.
And I'm a lot older today.
Sherry, happy birthday, and thank you for the suggestion. You. Great suggestion today.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right, you got several things to choose from here. Number 9.
No. I don't like Chris.
You don't like Chris?
No, Chris. Yes. You're banned from the show, Chris. So we got to go with October birthdays because that's all that's left.
It seems to be all the rage. So. All right, Eric's going to create a song off October birthdays. You know somebody with an October birthday? You might message them and tell them that we got a song for them. Coming up next here on the Morning Bullpen. Creates a song every morning when you call him with some crazy suggestion. He's out in the hallway doing it right now. And today, Mo, his topic on 10-minute tune was...
It came from Abby and Brenham.
I wanted him to sing about my birthday because today's my birthday.
Yeah, today was her birthday. Actually, we had a couple of calls about it being birthday. October birthdays and today's their birthday.
She's a preteen now.
What was it? What was the astrological sign?
I don't remember.
Virgo?
I don't know. I didn't put
that in here. You didn't put the astrological sign in it? Okay.
No, this is more for all the people that are celebrating. I do it all in the style of L-O-V-E. You remember that song, Nat King Cole?
Yeah.
But then I spell out the month of the birthday. It'll be O-C-T. It goes on and on.
Okay. All right. It's today's 10-minute tune for Abby and everyone else with birthdays.
For an outrageous party. C is celebrating your birthday. T is for the terror your dad felt when they got preggers. Oh, the sound your mom made that day you ruined her body. B is boy, oh boy, I hate to say, even though it is your special day. Are you aware you celebrate this month with another? It's Lee Harvey Oswald's too.
What?
Is that the guy that shot Abraham Lincoln?
No, not Abraham Lincoln. It was John F. Kennedy.
Kennedy. Oh. Kennedy, yeah.
Kennedy, Kennedy. Kennedy.
It's his birthday?
Yeah, yeah, tomorrow. Tomorrow's Lee Harvey Oswald's birthday. Oh. So.
All right. All right.
To all you sorry. October babies.
Abby and Brenham.
I was going to say, Abby, see what you did there? It's our 10-minute tune. We do it every morning. He creates a song off your suggestions. And, by the way, we load that up to the podcast. So you can grab it, and if you want to share it with someone else,
you can
get it off of the Morning Bullpen Podcast on the Odyssey app. AUDACY is the number, and you can find it there. One of the coolest events of the year when it comes to loving country music, it's going to happen on November 11th. 10 artists, absolutely acoustic, on stage, kind of like a storyteller's thing that you used to watch on MTV or VH1 or whatever. It happens. We call it 10-man jam, and you have a chance to win your tickets. That comes up at 8:20. We'll play ticket tag here on the Bull.
My husband's driving me up the wall.
He's again.
He's very Texan, and for this one day and one day only, he is sending me crockpot recipes because now he wants to celebrate fall.
Oh, because it's cooler.
Literally, my phone has been blowing up all morning. He's like, or this, or I could throw this in. I know you're not home until later today. You want me to just toss this in? Crockpot recipes.
That's really funny because it's really, this is our one day of fall, let's be honest.
It is. So we have to embrace it. We have to do all the things. But I was not thinking, oh, I should be cooking crockpot recipes for my husband. But I guess he's kind of right.
No, there's no such thing as fall. I mean, listen, I know he's a born and raised Texan.
Yeah.
A lot of people came from all over the country. They're used to the leaves changing colors and all the things that happen in fall. That just doesn't occur here.
No, so we have one day, and today's that day.
No, today's today. You got to celebrate it.
Right, we have to do all the things. But okay. The pumpkin patch is not open today. I already looked.
No, it's, what? Why would it not be open?
Well, they're only open on the weekends.
Oh,
I'm sure there's
today
some.
Is the only fall day that we have.
We
it's
going to
be 80 again on Saturday.
Thank you, George.
Yeah.
Find me an open pumpkin patch.
So what do we have to do? What do we have to
do? We got
to
carve pumpkins.
Well, first of all, do you have your Uggs on?
Yes.
She does, yes.
Yeah, she does have her Uggs boots on.
Yes.
Well, then you got to cook the crock pot recipe for your husband.
I just don't like when he's right, but I think he is.
That today's our only fall day.
Today's our only fall day, and my sweet, sweet man wants to do it all.
Okay.
So I have to soak it up.
That's great.
Buy me a hay bale, baby.
Go take fall pictures.
Yes.
Throwing leaves on each other.
Oh, let's
you know
go
what?
Home
today
goods.
Would be, tonight would be a good night to
what?
Carve the pumpkin. Because,
oh,
because you were not going to be sweating while you're sitting outside carving the pumpkin
That's
tonight.
That's a good point. I might do that, actually, George. Thank you.
I'm just saying.
It just converted it.
No, seriously. We get one day of fall in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, I actually didn't think about that, George. I should do that with
saying,
the kids
all
tonight.
The stuff that you normally do to get ready for fall, for Halloween, or whatever, do it today. It's got to all happen today.
All of it.
And then we all go to Mo's house for a crock pot.
You got a crock pot? I got three. Let's go.
Yeah. By the way, what recipe did you?
I don't know. There's 5 million. lots of casseroles, low on the vegetables. High on the meat, you
okay.
know my
yeah,
husband.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
I like your husband.
If you have a crock pot recipe that you would like to recommend for mom, you can let us know about that. It's all going on today because today is our only day of fall.
Yay!
It was only in the 50s today. So now coming up here on the Morning Bullpen Show, we have a chance for you to be part of our 810 Amen. A little unusual 810 Amen this morning.
Our good news story has somewhat of a sad beginning to it.
Ooh, okay. We're going to hear Jonathan's story. It's our 810 Amen, but he promises it gets better. All right. We'll find out coming up here on the Morning Bullpen.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Ryan is in Richmond, and he's taking on Mo today for $100. This is how you get the cash, Ryan.
All right.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Hey, Ryan, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. Tell her to get out of here, and we'll get this game started, okay?
Get on out of there, Mo.
Bye, Ryan.
Thanks.
Ryan, 5 country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number 1. When your toes in the sand just isn't enough, this band encouraged everyone to get knee-deep into relaxing. Name the band.
Zach Brown Band.
Question number 2. After the Cowboys and the Steelers butchered singing the Sunday Night Football theme song, NBC said they're going to leave it to who usually does the Sunday Night Football theme. Who is that?
Terry Underwood.
Question number 3. It was a pop hit for Fleetwood Mac in the 70s, but these ladies made Landslide a country classic in 2002. Name the group.
Landslide. Dixie Chicks.
Question number 4. Name the 91-year-old Texas legend who joined Chris Stapleton on stage at Austin City Limits Festival this year.
Randy Travis.
And question number 5. You got your hands up. You're rocking in my truck. Who didn't want the night to end? Back in 2011, was it A, Jason Aldean, B, Luke Bryan, or C, Cole Swindell?
Luke Bryan.
All right, let's get Mo in. Find out what she's up against today. Ryan did well.
Yeah, he did great. You did great. 4 out of 5.
Good. Awesome.
Hi, yeah. Ryan.
We won't count that most of the answers ended with a question mark, but you know.
Welcome to my life.
Question number 1, Mo.
Okay.
When your toes in the sand just isn't enough, this band encouraged everyone to get knee deep into relaxing. Name the band.
Toes in the Sand makes me think it's Zach Brown Band.
That is correct. It is the Zach Brown Band, and Knee Deep was their other song.
I almost said Zach Bryan, but I know it's Zach Brown. And my tongue. Okay, go ahead.
All right, tied 1-1.
Let's do
question
this.
Question number 2. Uh-huh. After the Cowboys and the Steelers butchered singing the Sunday Night Football theme song, NBC says they're going to leave it to the person that usually does that Sunday Night Football theme song. Who is it?
That's Carrie Underwood.
That is correct. And a question mark on your answer there, too.
What? The correct. Player sang it?
Yeah, they had the player sing it, and it was horrible.
That's horrible. Well, I wonder what happened. Okay.
2-2.
Question number 3. It was a pop hit for Fleetwood Mac in the 70s, but these ladies made Landslide a country classic in 2002. Name them.
Oh, that's Dixie Chicks.
Yep. Dixie Chicks are the Chicks. I would have taken either one.
He got it. 3-3.
Question number 4. Okay. Name the 91-year-old Texas legend who joined Chris Stapleton on stage at Austin City Limits Festival this year.
Was it Willie Nelson?
It was Willie Nelson.
Really?
Yep.
That's really cool.
He said Randy Travis. So it's 4-3. Now Mo's winning.
Question number 5. You got your hands up. You're rocking in my truck. Who didn't want the night to end in 2011? Was it A, Jason Aldean, B, Luke Bryan, or C, Cole Swindell?
Pretty sure that's Luke Bryan.
It is Luke Bryan. That is correct. Yes.
5-4 is the final score. I'm sorry, Ryan. She kept her money.
Oh, man.
You know what you got to say to get out of here, Ryan?
This is Ryan in Richmond and Mo knows country.
She does, and you'll get a chance to play her coming up tomorrow morning, 8:20, 5 new questions, and $100 from Mo up for grabs on Mo Knows Country here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.